Page 7 of 8. Rare. Alonzo Mann Affidavit, March 4, 1982. Girl's money and grabbed her. I do not think sex was his motive. I believe it was money. Her pay was never found in the building after she died. Many times I have thought, since all of this occurred almost 70 years ago, that if I had hollered or yelled for help when I ran into Conley with the girl in his arms that day, that I might have saved her life. I might have. On the other hand, I might have lost my own life. If I had told what I saw that day, I might have saved Leo Frank's life. I didn't realize it at the time. I was too young to understand. As the years have gone by, I have told this secret to a number of other people. I told it when I was in the army in World War I. In fact, I had a fight with another soldier who became angry when I said Leo Frank did not kill the girl, but that Conley did. I have told other people. I told my late wife. She urged me not to make it public because she felt it wouldn't do any good. She said it would not bring back Leo Frank and it would not bring back Mary Fagan. And I told other relatives and friends. On one occasion, I believe in the 1950s, when I was operating a restaurant, I discussed this with a reporter in Atlanta. But the reporter said that since Leo Frank's wife was still alive, it was not a matter the newspaper wanted to open up. Leo Frank was convicted by lies, heaped on lies. It wasn't just Conley who lied. Others said that Leo Frank had women in the office for immoral purposes and that he had liquor there. There was a story that he took women down in the basement. That cellar was filthy. It was filled with coal dust. I was in the basement twice and remember the dirt and filth there. That was all false. Leo Frank was a good officer manager. He always was proper with people who worked for him. There were witnesses who told lies, and I remained silent. Now I am finally making all this public. I have found reporters, Jerry Thompson and Bob Sherborne, who have heard my story and who understand that it is a case that is important to history. I am glad to have it all come out. At last, I am able to get this off my heart. I believe it will help people to understand that courts and juries can make mistakes. They made a mistake in the Leo Frank case. I think it is good for it all to come out, even at this late date. There will be some people who will be angry at me because I kept all this silent, sworn to and subscribed before me this fourth day of March, 1982. Signed, Alonzo M. Mann. My commission expires May 18, 1985. Signed, Charles M. Gore, Charles M. Gore, Notary Public.